I met this young man here in the Southwest, actually, a really long time ago. I was on work experience for GWN. He was a cameraman then. He's gone on to an amazing career and has been in the States for the last couple of years. Cam Wallace on the line from Minneapolis. Cam, how are you?
G'day, mate. Going all right, kicking along, bit tired. A bit of sleep and a proper meal would be pretty nice, but other than that, we're all good.
Yeah, so you and your journalist have been in Minneapolis for the last, what, you don't even know, 6-7 days? It's all blurring into one for you.
Yeah, honestly, we're working 20 hours a day, so it's hard to keep track of where we are and what we're doing and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, US Bureau Chief for Seven, Ashley Mullaney, and I have been in Minneapolis covering everything that's unfolded here after George Floyd's death just over a week ago now. And it's been, I have to say, it's literally been like watching history unfold.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between reading history back years later and being in the middle of it. A really messy time. The scenes that we're seeing on our screens, Cam, are people like yourselves, you know, Aussie cameramen, journalists being shot at, tear gassed, you know, hit, beaten. Is that really what's going on the streets?
Yeah, it is definitely what's going on. And I think everybody has probably seen the disgusting pictures of what happened to Amelia Brace and Tim Myers yesterday in Washington, D.C. It's really tough working here. It's dangerous. There are risks that we're taking, but we're doing it as safely as we can possibly do it. Normally, the press is kind of exempt from the violence that can sometimes come when protesters and police clash with each other. But over the last few days, the police have really been having a zero-tolerance approach. If you're in the way and you're press, it doesn't really mean much, which is evident from what happened with Amelia and Tim yesterday. They were screaming, media, 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 and it made no difference whatsoever.
And that was that really messy situation where they sort of cleared the peaceful protest out the front of the White House so the president could go to the church across the road. And there's so many questions around that, you know, we won't get into. Neither of us are political commentators. You yourself, you're a cameraman. Your whole sort of job is to really be observant. And so what is it from your eyes that you're seeing?
It's a really good question. I think that what we're seeing here is there's two sides. There are the people that are genuinely disgusted by what happened to George Floyd, and there's the people that are capitalizing on that anger, and they're the ones that are looting, burning down buildings, and just really blurring the line between peaceful protest and what's happening. You know, people are genuinely angry here, and they have every right to be. It is like, as a white guy, as a white male, I can't really put myself into the shoes of these people whatsoever. And all I can really do is listen and hear what they're saying. And like I said, they have every right to be absolutely ropeable with the way that black people in America have been treated over the last 100 years.
Can you see any way out of this at the moment, Cam?
We've been asking that question to a lot of people over the last few days. Things have really quietened down here in Minneapolis. It seems that a lot of the National Guard and the police response has just been so swift and so strong that it hasn't really given people much of a chance to continue on with what they've been doing. The first night that we were here, we were at the 3rd Precinct, which is which was the first police precinct to be attacked by the mob. I shouldn't even call them a mob. They're not a mob. They're just a bunch of really angry people. And there was nothing. There was no police. There was people walking around with handguns, shooting in the air. There was full-blown rioting, people burning down the police station. And it got to a point where Ash and I just said, we can't stay here any longer. It's just way too dangerous. And so we left. But that was it. That's the thing. That was that night. There was absolutely no police. Police just couldn't come in there. Then the next day, the curfew was put into place. And we were at the 3rd Precinct again. And the National Guard came to try and enforce the curfew, and the National Guard was run out of the area. They had to retreat. They couldn't actually fight back against the huge group of protesters that was there. And then the night after that, we saw it really come down hard. It was like a hammer. We were at the 5th Precinct, and we were with a whole bunch of other press in between the protesters and the police, and it was just open season. Like, I was shot in the leg, I got shot in the back, and they use a thing called a pepper ball, and what it is it's like a paintball but full of mace that you would, you know, like pepper spray. Ash got shot in the arm, and we got really badly tear gassed. And we have all the PPE. We're wearing vests, we're wearing gas masks and that sort of stuff, so it doesn't affect us as much as it affects the people around us. But the scenes that we saw that night of people like vomiting because they had so much tear gas in their mouth and their eyes, yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff to witness.
Jeez, Cam, and you know, like, a lot of people aren't going to be able to understand why you continue to go out there with Ash and continue filming and continue interviewing people. Can you shed any light on the reasons why you're out there?
Mate, we're just doing our job.
You know, please, just the pair of you, stay safe.
Yeah, we do our best, mate.